Otiya Gishra, when they were carrying the two Mesim, the two Orans, they came over a bridge. Kimotwa Gishra. Is Komigamli, the two camels that were carrying the two Mesim, stopped. Nerds, now, up until now, the two camels are walking evenly. Now it came to a small bridge, both of them couldn't go through at the same time. One had to go before the other. So both camels stopped. Is Amalu Hutayi, there was an Arab there, probably leading the camels, and he said, "My hai, like how come all of a sudden now the two camels stopped? Like let one go, then the other one will go over the bridge." Is Amalu Rabbanan told this Arab, you should know, to Ka'avdi Yikora Adodi. These two Mesim are giving you covered one to another. That Marama Mar Nabresha, one is saying to the other one, "You go before me, your orange should go first." Or Mar Omar, the other one saying back, "Mar Nabresha, no, you should go in front." So that's why the two camels now stopped, that they were fighting, which one should go first. Is Omar, so this chutzpah, this Taya, this Arab said, "Dinu de Rabba Barhuna Labresha." Some reason he said that Rabba Barhuna should go first. And that's what happened. Cholav Gamle de Rabba Barhuna. So this camel went first and started to go over the bridge. What happened was, Nosa Kachya Vishina Dutaya, his teeth and molars fell out of his mouth. Now since he wasn't nice, Rashi says, L'chay Mishum de Bizul Rav Hamnuna, since he was Mavazir Rav Hamnuna, and he said that the other mace, that Rabba Barhuna, he should go first, he was Mavazir Rav Hamnuna, because of that his teeth and molars fell out. So now the kids of these two Mesim were coming into Eretz Yisrael. Is Pasach Aleihu Yenuka. This young Yotinik that was saying, Hespedan said, like Goza Yisharshim Olami Bavel. A Geza means a strip of a strong root. A Yishishim, old root, as Olami Bavel, coming up now from Bavel. In other words, old Tzadikim are coming up from Bavel now. The Emo Sefer Mechamis. And they have with them a Sefer of Mechamis. So Rashi learns, Sefer Mechamis means Sefer Torah. One thing means have a Sefer Torah with him. Lishnachrina Shenulcham Rabba Ramnuna V'nosa Kachid Hitaya. That's what it means. If they were fighting and the Arabs' teeth fell out, that's what's called Sefer Mechamis. Right. V'atakasi V'kofid Huchbala, like the Tsaras came double the amount. Rashi says, Kilula K'may V'kloyma Kola Bov Huchbala V'yilam. A big Kilula came down to the world and happened like twice, that these two tzaddikim were nifter. Liros b'shoyd v'shever, like Hashem got angry at them now. Rashi, zeh shekotzav HaKadosh Baruch Hu al-olamoy, that Hashem got angry at the world, that's why Hashem took away these two tzaddikim. Ez abo mishino kotzav al-olamoy, v'chomas mimenu nefoshois, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chapping, take away these big tzaddikim. Now, v'somach behem, Hashem is waiting for these tzaddikim to come upstairs to Shemayim, like a kakala chadosha, like a chosin is waiting for his kala. That's the way Hashem is waiting for his tzaddikim. And Reichi Barovis, like Hashem is riding in the skies. Sos v'sameach, Hashem is very happy. Bevoi love nefesh noki v'tzaddik. That when a tzaddik and a noki comes upstairs to Shemayim, Hashem and Shemayim are very happy. They're very happy to see the tzaddik come back. The tzaddik went through this world, and he still remained a noki v'tzaddik. They're very happy in Shemayim. V'ateki noch na'avshed Ravina. When Ravina was nifter, is Pasach Aleihu Safdono. They had a Safdono, used to hire people to say Hespedim. So the person that said Hespedim said like this, about Ravina, that Tomorim Heniyo Rosh, that Tomorim the palm trees are like shaking. Al Tzadik HaTomor, like a Tzadik that grew up like a Tomor, like a straight palm tree. Noshim Leilus Kiyomim. By Tzadikim, they make their nights like day. Al Mason Leos Kiyom knows they learn Torah by day and by night. Rashi Noshim Leos Kiyomim. The Hespid Al Sheshom Leos Kiyomim Batera. That they put their nights just like daytime, they were learning day and night, they were learning Torah. Omele Ravashi Lebar Kipuk. But Ravashi spoke to Bar Kipuk. He was a Saftana. Bar Kipuk was a special person who used to say Hespedim. So Ravashi asked him, Hahu Yoyma Maya Marta. He said, that day, in other words, when I'm going to be Nifter, what are you going to say about me? Rav Ashi asked the Saftan, what kind of Hesped are you going to say about me? Is Amalei, so Bak Kipuk said, I'm going to say like this, in Biarozim Noflash Levis, if by the big cedar trees a fire fell, Ma'yasu Ezokir. What could the small Ezo, the small Ahasip, the small tree, the small Ahasip, you could do, here in the wall. And Livyoson Bechikohola. If they caught the big fish, Livyoson, they caught him, they brought him up. Is Mayasa de Gay Rakak Benachal. What are the small fish going to do? And Benachal Shoitif Noflochikoh. If in the swift waters, that also they can catch a fish there, is Mayasa Megabim. What can we do with the small ponds for sure to catch the fish? In other words, if the big tzaddikim are being nifter, what's going to be with the other pasha the people? So that's what Bar Kippuk said, the Satsan said he's going to say about the Vashi. Omalei Vaiter, so Omalei Bar Avin was another Satsan, another person that gave Espedim. He said back, no, Chas V'Sholem, we would not say like this about the Vashi. The Chokha V'Sholheves B'Tzadiki, to talk about that they were caught, and a fire burnt them. You don't talk about this like by tzaddikim. So Amini, know what I would say about Rav Ashi? Tzaddiki, Amina, Omaya Marta, what would I say? Amina, I would say like this. Bochu le'yavelim lo lavedim. Let's cry for the avelim, but not for the avedim itself. Not for the nifter. Not for a tzaddik that's mace. Shehi lemnucha. Because the tzaddik goes to Elom Aboy, goes to Mnucha. There's nothing to cry for the tzaddik himself. V'yonu la'nocha. But the cry is for us that we're missing the tzaddik. We have to cry for ourselves that we lost the tzaddik. That's what I would say. So I call upon them, they spoke about tzaddikim as if to say they're an aveda, or else to say like they're shalevas, a fire will come and burn them. It's therefore cholish daiti olayu. So Rav Ashi got a chalishus adas, but that's all you said about me. Rav Ashi says cholish daiti. He felt bad. He felt faint. Tahai madmule l'shalevas. The first Saftin, Bar Kippuk, spoke about me like a fire took me away. For Haile Aveda, the second Saftin, the second person that gives us paidim, said that he'll talk about me like I'm an Aveda, I'm a lost. So merely he had a Chalisha Sadas. V'yishapo Karayu, what happened back to these two Safdonim, these two people that gave their paidim, they're like legs turned backwards. V'yishapo Karayu, and their feet turned backwards. A klal noinish happened to them because they didn't give enough covid to Rav Ashi. And now, who yoyma enechnami that day, taken when it will come, when it came that Rav Ashi was nifter, is le'osil le'aspudei. They did not come to say a hespit because since they got a klala, they didn't come. Rav Ashi says, who yoyma the noch nafshe the day taken that Rav Ashi was nifter le'safdu. These two safdonim didn't say the hespit then. Meshum diiru lehem lohu takola al yodei. Because something bad happened to them because of Rav Ashi, like their legs were turned backwards because of Rav Ashi, therefore they did not come to say hespit. Fahainu diyam Rav Ashi, this is what Rav Ashi said. Loi bar kipuk cholitz, v'loi bar avin cholitz. In other words, by my levaya, they both won't be there to say their spadim. Cholitz means what we had before, you have to uncover your shoulder. But the one that was saying their spadim, or b'shasta spadim, they uncover their shoulders. So they're not going to do it. Rashi loy bar kipuk loy bar avin cholutz mishum the ishap chul karayu because they got this clothes their legs turned backwards. Otanina hayman demaski aluchtor rigla loy cholutz atar yomer becholtz and alim ya ragloy v'loy mitachas a ragloy. Right. Rava ki hevi yosla diglus. When Rava came into the city diglus, Rashi means chidekel it is. Is Omalela Baravin, he said to Baravin, Kum Eima Milsa. Like, say something, give a divre chizuk, say some chizuk, say something. Is Koi Viyomi, got up and said like this, Bo Roiv Shalishis Bamayim. Like, a third is in water. Shrashi Roiv Shalishim, means Yisrael Nikra Shalishis. Klai Yisrael is called Shalishis. Verova Shaku Karev Yisrael. And Rava is considered like Roiv Klai Yisrael. V'yom le'kum v'yom emilse kloima v'ikesh rachim, is it to say, let's daven to Hashem, is b'roiv shlishis b'mayim zocha v'rachim tino mi'achrecho ki'isha mi'baylo al tiznichenu ki'ois me'mora. Like, is it to say that we should daven to Hashem should have rachmonos on us, and he should not leave us alone like a lady, a wife, goes away from her husband. Shrashi ki'ois b'me'mora she'isha soita nevdekes b'em. Like an Isha Shaita Nibduk with the Maimara, as if to say, Klai Yisrael, Hashem should not leave us alone. Taita. Rabbi Chanin Chasten de Venesia. Rabbi Chanin was the son-in-law from the Venesia. He didn't have any children. His boy Rachmi davened to Hashem for Hoyele, and his wife came pregnant. Hahu Yoima, the day that his wife gave birth to Hevele, that he had a child, Noch Navshei. That's the same day Rabbi Chanin was Nifter. Is Pasach Alay Usaf Dona. So they went to say a hespit for him, they said like this, Simcha Letugan Hepcha. The simcha of having a child turned into being the opposite, to being a tragedy, that he was a mace. Sosan v'yogoin niftukul be'simchasi. That the yogoin came about the day of the simcha. Nenach be'es chaninosoi. And over the chanina, and the day that the chanina is supposed to come, he lost it. No, it's Rashi de Vlad. The day that he gave birth, he had a child, that's the day he was mace. And atzikul le'chonon ashimei. They called his son Chanan on his name. His name was Rabbi Chanan. So they called his name Chanan on his name. When Rabbi Yechanan was Nifter, is Pasach Alei Rabbi Lezer ben Elazar. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar gave a hesped like this, that Kosha Hayom LiYisrael, today is so hard to Klal Yisrael, Ki Yoyim Bo HaShemesh B'Tzorayim. As if to say the sun is going down in the midday, in the afternoon. The Pasuk says, that the sun is going to go down in the middle of the afternoon. That was the day when Yeshio was Nifter. It was like Choshek, so bad to the world. So they said about Rabbi Yechon also, when he was Nifter also, the world is so bad now, like we're missing so much, as if to say the sun is going down in the middle of the day. When Rabbi Yechonin was Nifter, Yosef Rav Ami Shivu Shloshim. Rav Ami, his Talmud, sat Ma Meshiva for him. There's also Naik Shloshim for him. Amar Rabbi Abba Brei, the Rabbi Chiyo, Bar Abba, that Rav Ami Diyovid, Lagarmi Hu Diyovid. Rav Ami that did this is a Shittas Yochid. He did it by himself. The Ladaita is his own Shita. Nobody else holds like that. Like really, it's not mechuyah to do this. Tihochi Yomer Rabbi Chiyah Rabba. This is what the Chiyah Rabba said. That Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Afilu Rabba Shalim De Chochma. Even if you have your Rebbe, that he's your Rebbe Rabbi Muvuk, you learn most of your Chochma from him. Still, when he's Nifter, is a Neyeshev Olav Eloyei Mechut. True, you have to rise Kriya, stand up Islavelis, but not more than one day, a little bit, that's all. After the little bit, you get up. You don't have to sit Shiva though, and for sure not Shloshim. When Reb Zera was Nifter, there was a special Saftan, and one that said Hespit started like this and said, Eret Shinor, that means like Bovil, Hora gave birth, came pregnant, for Yolda gave birth. They gave birth like this was Reb Zera. Eret Tzvi Gilda Shashueha, gave off his Shashueha, his precious things. Oino lo, oive, the Omra Rekes, ki Ovda Kli Chemdosa, that had lost his Kli Chemdosa. Like he was the Kli Chemda of Bovel, so they felt there that the Bovel lost its Kli Chemda, its beautiful precious stones. Kinoch Navshei de Rebbe Avua. When Rebbe Avua was Nifter, is Achise Amudi de Kisra Maya. The Amudim, the pillows in Kisra gave off water, gave off sweat. There is something that shouldn't happen. When a tzaddik is made, something happens in the world. The Rebbe Yossi, when Rebbe Yossi was Nifter, Shofo Merazve de Tzipora Domo. All the gutters of the houses of Tzipora were running with blood, like a mudna thing happened. To Rabbi Yaakov, when Rabbi Yaakov was Nifter, is Machya Koichve B'Yamama. They were able to see the stars by day in daytime. To Rabbi Hasi, when Rabbi Hasi was Nifter, Iyakru Kol Ilonei. All the trees were uprooted in his city. Something Mishunah, some different happened when a Tzadikim were Nifter. To Rabbi Chiya, when Rabbi Chiya was Nifter, is Nachisa Kippa Denura Merakiya. Came down like fire from Shemayim, came down on the world. To Rabbi Nachim, when Rabbi Nachim was Nifter, is Ishtoya Tzalmenei, all the Tzelems, all the statues like melted away. They came in, Rashi says, it means Kamoi Shukla, it smoothened out the Magul. Or Machzalem Shebo Matkin Tit HaKoysel, something you use to grind the tit of the wall, to grind the wall with it. That's what all the statues came in to be a grinder like. to Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chiya, when he was Nifter, is Katasul Kol Andarti. Rashi Tzura Satzlomim, Shaisim Hashem HaMelech, Shemes. All the statues of the kings that they made were shot down. To Rabbi Yalishev, when he was Nifter, Ichteru Shivin Mechatra Vinadoi. 70 like Gnevis took place. Rashi de Ganovim, that 70 rabbis started to rob people's houses. The chatzim means they dug under their front door and got into the house. So Rashi learns that b'schus lehevi yosu ganovim. It was in his chus that up until now the ganovim didn't steal. But now that he was nifter, the ganovim went to town and 70 of them started to steal. To Rav Hamnuna, when Rav Hamnuna was nifter, is nachisa kipa de barda, mirakia. Mamish came down like stones came down in Shemayim. Rashi keep the baradav on him, stones came down from Shemayim. The rabbi of Rabbi Yosef, when they were nifter, nosha keep the prasadodi. Rashi nosha keep us me keep us so gesharim. Nishtabruv nosha gzu azu. The high peaks of the gesharim, of the gesher, of the bridges, broke and I came together. The abayiv rabbi, when they were nifter, nosha keep the diglas. The keep of the two high points of diglas came together. Ahadodi, kinoch nafshid rav mishashia. When the mishashia was nifter, toyin dikle shuitzi. That dikle of palm trees started to have thorns. Kaitzim Rashi says, and something which shouldn't happen when these tzaddikim are nifter. Hashem like showing a sign in the world, something's happening. Tana rabbanu, we went to the brayis like this.